Well, for the first time in 2017, we're talking to Dick Fain. That's Tico and Slats, of course. G'day, Dick.
Hi, boys. I missed you.
Happy New Year, mate. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Yeah, my breaks are going to come a little bit later on in the wintertime. But I've been here. We've been talking football and, powering through the holiday season.
Can I give you a little bit of a wrap, Dick? That's a good thing, because I think at the beginning of the NFL season, we asked you for a couple of long-range selections, and you sort of said Pittsburgh, and you also said Green Bay. And we've got to say that Pittsburgh and Green Bay, they are still alive in the race to play for the Super Bowl. So firstly, well done.
Well, I appreciate that. I guess, they say horseshoes and hand grenades, that's where close counts. And so my tips are okay so far. We can really give out the props if Pittsburgh and Green Bay can win this week in what should be really, really fun competitive games in the AFC and NFC Championship.
The Hawks, mate, they're done?
Yeah, they're done. It was kind of a tumultuous season for Seattle. They had a lot of injury issues. One really costly one with Earl Thomas, who was a future Hall of Fame player, not just a great player, but a player that's going to go to Canton in the NFL Hall of Fame when he retires. And when he went down, really teams had no trouble throwing downfield against Seattle, and that's really been Seattle's hallmark for the last 4 or 5 years, is they can stop the pass. But that being said, they were in Atlanta this past week and jumped on the board with a quick touchdown, had a 10-7 lead, had a punt return that went all the way back to the 8-yard line and set them up for a potential touchdown, which would put them up 17-7. But there was a holding penalty, and albeit a good one, it was not a bad call, but really a holding penalty that didn't need to happen because it really wasn't an impact on the play. And a lot of people nationally are saying, despite Seattle losing and losing by a fairly significant margin, the momentum of what happened next really killed the Seahawks, because instead of being up at least 13-7 with a field goal, if not 17-7, what happened then, they start their offense deep in their own territory. They lose yardage on the first run, and then Russell Wilson gets his ankle stepped on by a backup offensive lineman who was coming in for his first few plays replacing an injury. And Russell Wilson falls backward in the end zone for a safety. And so you go from potentially up 10 with all the momentum in the world, you silence their crowd, and now all of a sudden it's a 10-9 game. You have to punt to Atlanta. They come down and score. And at that point, it was looking very dire for Seattle.
Dick, coming up this weekend, mate, Atlanta up against Green Bay. Atlanta at tab.com.au. They are the red-hot favourites here, mate. They're $1.48, Atlanta. Green Bay, $2.65. How do you see that game?
I cannot bet against Aaron Rodgers. I just can't do it.
There you go. So you're tipping Green Bay.
Have heard me over the last 6 weeks. I've gone Green Bay throughout. I believed Aaron Rodgers 7 weeks ago when he came out and said, we're going to run the table and get into the playoffs. And I jumped on him right then and there and said, if Aaron Rodgers says so, it's going to happen. And that's exactly what's happened. And just kind of adding fuel to the fire of me picking Green Bay at the beginning of the season, I can't very well go against that choice now. And I like the fact that they're getting points. It should be a high-scoring game. In fact, I believe I read it's the highest point total in NFC Championship history on the Vegas line. I think it's like a 61 or something like that. Wow. That is just insane. But, there's a reason it's that high, because I think both these defenses are going to have a tough time stopping those red-hot quarterbacks.
And Dick, New England, $1.40, Pittsburgh, $3.
Yeah, I mean, this was the whole reason that I picked Pittsburgh to win the AFC Championship is because I saw that Pittsburgh played New England at home in the regular season, and I figured they would win that game, and by virtue of that game, that would give them the tiebreaker, and they would have this AFC Championship game at home. Well, what happened was Ben Roethlisberger got injured, and he missed that New England game, and New England ended up beating Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, and now New England has the home field advantage instead of Pittsburgh. But again, Pittsburgh on a hot, hot streak. They have, outside of Green Bay, they've been the hottest team. I don't think New England's playing their best football. I really don't. I think they've been coasting through a little bit, And you're going to give me points again with Pittsburgh, and I'm going to take them. I'm going to stick with my two teams I've been with all season long, and that's Pittsburgh and Green Bay.
All right, so
you're the underdogs this weekend.
You're tipping the two upsets. You're tipping Green Bay at $2.65, and then you're tipping Pittsburgh to upset New England at $3. And, mate, does the NBA, how much traction does it have with as we approach the pointy end of the NFL, or is it just all football?
Well, it's, you know, as we get fewer and fewer teams involved in the NFL, more focus starts to turn to the NBA because, you know, where we had 32 teams playing a few weeks ago and then it went down to 12 and then to 8 and now we're only at 4. So there's a little bit more traction in the NBA now. And certainly with the game last night with the Warriors and Cavs, everybody's going to pay attention when those two play because most people just think it's, including myself, think it's just a fait accompli that those teams are going to meet for a third year in a row in the championship series. I just don't, it just doesn't seem to be a third team out there that is good enough to knock those teams off and keep them from a collision course. But boy, last night was embarrassing for Cleveland. I mean, they went to Golden State, and I watched all the first half and a little bit of the second half of that game before I just turned it off and said, well, there's no point in me watching this anymore because Golden State just rode roughshod over Cleveland. And Cleveland's struggling a little bit right now. I think they're going to be fine by the end of the year. They'll find their stride. But right now, Cleveland's scuffling a little bit.
Dick, we thank you, mate. Lovely to chat.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.